Janet, this is Charmaine here, and I'm the registered dietitian that helps people reverse type 2 diabetes. And today we have Wendy here, who's in the Reversing Diabetes Program. We can say hi to everyone, Wendy.
Hi.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Wendy, how did you find me in the first place? Can you bring me back to the beginning and share with me how did you find us? What made you want to reach out to us?
Probably like many people, we've seen the senior TikToks. You started coming across my feed, and I was on a journey to try to get better. And everything you said just made sense. It matched what I was kind of learning on my own, trying desperately to learn on my own, I should say. And so I finally built up the courage for myself to reach out and, you know, make the appointment and see where it could take me.
I love that. I love that. And I know it takes courage, right? I'm someone that you've met on the internet out of nowhere. And so what is your why? What prompted you to make this change? What made you motivated in order to, okay, I don't care what happens, I'm gonna go for it. What was your biggest why, would you say?
The biggest why is just wanting to be off medications. I've never been taught that it could happen. I mean, they would tell me, you know, when you go to the doctor, oh yeah, if you do right, you can come off medication. But nobody ever taught me how that process could actually happen. And so that's my biggest motivation, but also just probably even bigger than that, though, is just family and wanting to be around here for my family and spend time and be able to do things with them.
I love that. I love that. And family is a huge one for a lot of people that we know in the program, because, you know, it's not just about you. A lot of times we think that each choices that we make is just about us, but for you, you know, it's more than that. It extends to your family, and you love to be able to want to be there for them, be able to have the energy to be with them. Is that correct?
Very much so.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And would you mind sharing a little bit of how your journey has been in terms of reversing diabetes? We'll get to the results later, but I want to hear, you know, how the journey was from you to the beginning to right now, what you've learned, things like that.
Okay. Well, my journey really started 3 years ago when my daughter showed me a documentary on how eating plant-based could change my life and, you know, help me come off medications. I spent almost 3 years trying to do it on my own. Like I said, found you on TikTok. I've tried nutritionists everywhere where I live, and nobody seemed to be able to understand a plant-based diet and how I thought it could help, how you were telling me it could help. Yeah. And so again, that's where the reach out came to you. And then just the learning process in the program of learning, not somebody telling me how to do something, but teaching me how I have the tools to do it. I just needed to know how. Like, I just needed that extra bit of information to know how to make it happen.
Got it, got it. And what would you say the difference is between trying to do it on your own and having, you know, a team help you, or just being in a community of people? What do you think the difference is, and what made you be successful?
Well, probably the biggest difference is really, you know, just trying to find that information. I have access to a lot of information in my position where I work, but also I don't, you know, but not understanding it enough to know what's going to do it. And so working with your team and getting the knowledge that I needed, that these are the things that can help me. The community that you've created, I love the sharing, throwing ideas back and forth with each other, and finding out there's foods that I've never tried that are so much better for me.
Absolutely. I love that. And I agree with you. You know, I used to do a lot of things on my own. Like, for example, you know, even though I've never had type 2 diabetes before, like in terms of losing weight and things like that, I would always try to do it on my own. And it, you know, one, I didn't have the accountability, and second, there's just so many information out there that's conflicting. I tried so many ways that didn't work and made me gain weight even more. So I think for me, I'm very big on just, all right, I'm gonna invest in someone that just is going to bring me from A to Z. And that's it. And that I get to have results out of it. And talking about results, what are some of the amazing results you've been able to see in this journey?
So I had my 3-month checkup actually just recently, and I've been in the program at that time 2 months. So I haven't even been in that long. But my A1C went from 6.4 down to 5.3. So
amazing.
We're working on coming off medications, so that's exciting. My weight has dropped. Other side benefits, my cholesterol is amazing now. I reduced my cholesterol, I've dropped weight. I've really improved my ability to move and do things. And now I can actually become more active because of these things that are helping me get there.
I love that. I love that. It's amazing to hear that it's not just about your blood sugar, but even just your cholesterol, your physical activity. You know, I have more energy to do things. And it's just so different from, you know, what you probably have experienced in the diabetes world, right? It's always about blood sugar, cutting carbs. How do you wrap your mind around that? Like, from just seeing that there's low carb camp, and then there's this camp of, you know, having healthy carbohydrates and still be able to lower your blood sugar. What do you think about that?
That has been probably the most amazing part, is that I really didn't have to give up. I mean, I've already gone plant-based. I'm learning to do it properly, but I didn't have to give up anything. I didn't take away from my satisfaction and joy from eating, which is something I do love. We travel and we know what restaurants we're going to go to. Like, it's how much I love food, and I'm sure we all do, but I haven't had to give up anything. I just had to learn to do things in proper sequence, eat healthier grains, and train my body.
I love that. And I love what you shared, because I think a lot of times people, when I say plant-based, right, people feel like they have to give up their favorite food, or they have to do some sort of sacrifice, and that's what's holding them back. But I love what you said, just that you still aren't really giving up anything. You still get to go to your favorite restaurants when you travel. You still are able to be flexible, but it's about what you do 80-90% of the time, right? And I love your story too, because you're someone that is familiar with the plant-based world. A lot of times when we are first introduced to the plant-based world, we're taught to, okay, like, we can't have this, we can't have that, we can't have, you know, all of this, you know, meat, dairy, eggs, and whatsoever, right? But that's not what it's about. It's actually about healing your body. It's actually about helping you be able to process carbohydrates again. And you come from a background of plant-based, but then you know, like, how to hone it in, because, you know, there's plant-based foods that aren't that healthy, right? But you're able to kind of hone it in and be able to be flexible, but still be able to reverse your diabetes, which is fantastic. So I love hearing that.
Exactly. I've learned that just because it says it's plant-based doesn't necessarily mean it's completely wholesome. I've learned to, I don't need all those processed plant-based foods. I can enjoy a vegetable. I enjoy so many more foods now, really. Trying new foods, it's amazing.
I love that. Would you mind sharing with our audience what is your favorite top three dishes on this lifestyle?
Oh goodness, that's really tough. I've discovered wheat berries on this journey. So now I use wheat berries in replace of almost any place I would use rice. And I thought rice would be the hardest thing to be without, because I love sushi. I do, I make a lot of that, but I've learned to turn that into I do more like a poke bowl, I guess. So I do that. And I use wheat berries as my base. And goodness, that's a tough one.
That's good. I love that. I don't know if you've ever had kimbap before, but yeah, it's so good. So I have this, because we live in a town where there's a lot of Koreans, and they have this kimbap shop, and they use wild rice, and you can order like a veggie kimbap. So they just put vegetables in there, the wild rice, and the seaweed is just, it's so amazing.
I've turned, my husband's Turkish, so I've turned a lot of our Turkish dishes into vegan or plant-based Turkish dishes. So any place where I would use meat, I simply use textured vegetable protein, PVP, for all those who actually used it. And, you know, so I'm able to just, like I said, cook everything that I've always loved. And There's so many foods I love.
I love it. And you can, you know, travel and get to taste different foods, right? And I think that's the thing that I love about this lifestyle the most, is that you're still able to, you know, be healthy, you have the energy, you're confident in what you're eating that's going to nourish you, but at the same time, you're not sacrificing on flavor, right? Like, you're still enjoying different foods and experience, which I love. I consider myself a big foodie as well. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing. And is there anything that you want to leave our audience? Is there anything you'd like to say to them if they're on the fence about reversing diabetes, or if they're on the fence of, I don't know if this lifestyle is for me or not? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I think it is not actually much more effort, and it's well worth the effort to do it. The satisfaction that it brings is really amazing. Just feeling better without having to rely on those medications is just an amazing feeling. So,
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing, Wendy. It's amazing to hear your story, your transformation, and your courage as well. I think that's the biggest thing that I see. So thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything else that you want to add before we end this?
Just think it's been a great program. I enjoy it. So don't want it to end.
Aw, well, you'll have lifetime coaching with us. So our group coaching will always be open to you. So yes, and super grateful for you, Wendy. Thank you so much for sharing. We totally enjoy having you on board as well. And for those who are interested in what we're talking about in terms of reversing insulin resistance and helping you improve your carbohydrate tolerance, make sure you watch our free training. And if you'd like to join the Reversing Diabetes program, Wendy is in, make sure you book a call with us. We'd love to have you on board and figure out what works for you best, and we'll go from there. Thank you so much for watching.